Hi there, welcome to the EDH Rec Room, a place for more recreational discussion on the topic of the day. I'm joined by Matt and Dana. How you guys doing?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, doing well. Decided to make a companion to our previous episode.
Oh my goodness, Matt. All dad jokes are supposed to be for the regular cast.
Nope. Working their way in no matter what we do.
That's so amazing. Yeah, there was a update from the Rules Committee on the 20th of April, 2020. And so we're just going to discuss that really quick. Just a couple of quick points. The first one was that there was an update to the way that companions work with outside the game stuff. Basically, the change is just to make it so that cards that bring other things you own from outside the game don't work where companions bring themselves in. So just sort of cleaning up the rules there a bit. Kind of a semantic change, not like a huge rules change, but, you know, it makes sense, makes things a little bit cleaner. That's not really what we're here to talk about. They banned a card. They banned Flash. So we'll just get some thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think any of us were particularly shocked at this. The CEDH community has been campaigning for it for quite a while. And logically so. I understand why it was a huge problem there. The rules committee was a little bit hesitant, I think, because that's not really why they banned cards. But they discussed that in this banning. They discussed this was kind of a one-time thing because the card doesn't see much play elsewhere. I think it's a logical ban. For that reason alone, I think it's a nice olive branch to offer the CEDH community that's sometimes not always gotten along with Sheldon or vice versa. So I think it makes sense.
Yeah, I don't really know how many people this is going to affect directly outside of CEDH groups. I know, like we said, those are the people that have been campaigning for it a lot.
And precisely because it doesn't affect folks outside. Like it is showing up very minimally in non-CEDH play.
Yeah, and it's... I think there's some amount of unknown people that, you know, but they're also the kitchen table type of player that doesn't really follow the ban list anyways. They just kind of play what they have. But those people probably aren't paying attention to what is already banned anyways. So a decent amount of people that this would affect, it probably isn't affecting their gameplay experiences anyways.
Now, I will note we all have kind of acknowledged that it doesn't see much play outside of CEDH. But just looking at EDH Rec, it's in 2,800 decks among the decks that we have scraped up off various sites. And to get some kind of context for what that means for other cards that are found around Flash in terms of, you know, how many decks are in, Armadillo Cloak is in roughly the same amount of decks as Flash. Divination, Fog, Lightning Helix is in roughly that many decks. Storm Herd is in roughly that many decks, and Storm Herd has appeared in a precon. So it's not like it doesn't see any play at all. It does show up, but it is primarily a CEDH card. I did an article a month or 6 weeks or so ago on the website where I looked at Flash and tried to figure out how many non-CEDH decks it actually showed up in, and basically, Rayami, First of the Fallen, is basically the only deck that's like regularly running Flash. And, you know, there's not that many Rayami decks on our database at all anyway. And of the Rayami decks, like 35% or so were actually running it. So it's not like it was that heavily represented anyway. It's, you know, in one third of a commander that's not even, I don't think, in the top 10 most popular Sultai commanders overall.
I think there's a worry here that we like kind of, because Matt, just like you mentioned, this does not affect a whole lot of folks. So like, I'm worried that we almost run the risk of wasting the time of the people whom this does not affect, which is the vast majority of folks, and also potentially misspeaking about a format that we don't play, which could annoy the players who do play it and who are probably sick and tired of hearing people talk with authority about the entirety of this format when we don't play that side of the format at all. And like, that's, I think, a very valid concern. And I don't know, we want to address it, but like at the end of the day, this is a very minimal change that a lot of people on that side of the format are happy about. And that's kind of it. It almost feels like there's a much ado about nothingness for us on this particular side of things. I don't know. It feels like we'll be talking about something that really at the end of the day, we're just like, okay, this happened. And our life kind of goes on with it. I don't know.
Well, I think the concern that I've seen, and I had this a little bit, is, you know, once you start making band changes for a kind of relatively narrow portion of the player base, is the expectation going to be that you continue to cater to that player base? And if you make changes like this for CEDH, at some point, is, you know, the dual commander group or people that play two-headed giant commander or whatever, like, are they going to demand and expect changes as well? I don't think that's a real concern. I'm kind of devil's advocating this here. I don't think that's going to be an issue, but I do think that is a concern some people do have.
Yeah, I understand that concern, and I think I have it too. I've played enough competitive formats to know, you know, if there's always going to be one best deck, and this happened to be the best deck for now. The rules committee did address that in their announcement, I should say. So they said, quote, enough CEDH players who we trust have convinced us that this is the only change they need for the environment they seek to cultivate, though they represent a small fraction of the commander player base. We are willing to make this effort for them. So they are aware, they have been aware, and every member of the rules committee has said such. Every member of the CAG has said that as well. Like, we know this is something that we are talking about, and we're making sure we're just being intentional about this and making sure it's the right thing, because there aren't, you know, I know Sheldon actively says, I don't play CEDH. I don't think he has a ton of interest, you know, looking at the context of his tweets either. So it's more, he's trying to make sure he has enough information to make an informed decision, which I think is the right move, whether or not he actively plays CEDH or not.
Yeah, I think there's maybe this idea just societally that everyone sort of has in their minds that if, you know, a decision took a long time to make, it took a long time to take action, it might be indicative of like laziness instead of thoughtfulness. And I think that actually, like, I prefer a decision that is carefully considered, that approaches it from all angles and took its time to arrive at the conclusion. You know, a lot of CDH luminaries have mentioned that this feels like it's been a problem ever since Protean Hulk was unbanned, but the Thassa's Oracle really seemed to be the final nail in the coffin, and that's only been around for about 3 months. And so, you know, making sure that they took the time to listen, to be consulted, and that they were deliberating and all of that, like, that actually strikes me as a good thing. I don't like bans that are so uber quick, and I don't think that just because this took a long time means that they weren't listening. The quick bans, I mean, Bridge from Below paid for the sins of Hogak in Modern, hashtag justice for Ferocidon, that kind of deal. So, like, I'm fine with the timeline, I guess.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see if, like, Demonic Consultation becomes the new go-to card that kind of rallies that portion of the player base. I've already seen several posts and several comments saying, well, now, why not play Demonic Consultation? So if that is the case, then we'll see how that shifts. And, you know, if this truly is, you know, the only change that they needed to get that environment they were desiring.
I agree totally, though, with the notion of kind of erring on the side of caution. You know, look how long they let the artifact. I've just forgot the name of it.
Oh, Paradox Engine.
Look how long they let Paradox Engine sit out there as an obvious problem, but like they wanted to make sure it was really an issue before they banned it. And I don't think there's any difference really here in Flash. I think Flash probably sat out there as a problem in CEDH for roughly the same amount of time Paradox Engine sat out there as a problem for non-CEDH. I think it was, like you said, they were just being thoughtful and really analyzing it carefully versus Lutri, I think, where that's just a clear, obvious card that can't be in Commander because you're giving two colors an extra card. Like, that's clearly not okay.
Well, yeah, but like also Lutri is the kind of thing that they knew about months before because of communications with WotC. So it was like new for us, but they had known about it for a long time.
Yeah,
too,
no, that's a fair point as well.
Yeah, I mean, Sheldon was in the building not too long ago, yeah, probably while Lutri was being ironed out. So yeah, it makes sense why he was so quick to make sure, like, bringing it to the attention of the rest of the rules committee and the CAG saying, hey, so here's a problem card. We need to kibosh this real quick.
Yeah. And I don't know. Again, I'm worried about, like, us. We actively don't play CEDH, so us speaking as though we have any authority on it will probably rub folks the wrong way because we're not speaking from a place of experience with this.
I mean, the only thing I would say is, just going by what the CDH community says, Flash was a problem and nothing else is going to be, and we'll just take them at their word.
I mean, it stinks that like Rayami loses a tool, but I mean that's like people that were playing Primetime Fair. Like,
right.
You are in the minority, which is fine, but whatever.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I guess we are kind of, you know, again, it feels like Much Ado About Nothing. This affects a lot of stuff very minimally. We don't play this format, and we're going to trust the words of the people who do, which is also where the Rules Committee has landed. They've signaled that this isn't a precedent that they want to set if another best deck does ever come along.
I think that's a good way to leave, too, I think, because, I mean, that's been my big thing is, even when there are bans that, like, I'm like, okay, I don't think that's really necessary, but I trust the Rules Committee more than I trust myself to run a format.
Yeah, you know, it just sort of feels like a situation where we have to talk about it. It is news, but there's not much to say about it. I mean, thumbs up, and we go on.
So that's going to wrap up this episode of the Rec Room. Let's play some Nintendo.